Greetings in Jesus' name on the 16th day of May, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently a humid 58 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under foggy conditions. And we're thrilled that this is a marvelous Monday, a joy and a delight to be able to come to the radio mic again on a week of broadcasting the glorious gospel of Christ, sharing Bible truths that have the great potential of transforming each of our lives by the power of the Word of God. We've been doing this now for many, many years, and we're thrilled for the opportunity that the Anchor Broadcasting Network and our preacher, Brother Randy Barton, and the opportunity to share the glorious gospel. What a joy it is. We have nothing but good news to report on how God blessed in the services yesterday. Four services, a Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, and a power-packed time preaching the Word of God all day long. I'm grateful for the Lord for how He helped us and granted liberty and power and worship and all that was involved, and we're so appreciative of that. Today's a special day. Today's my dad's 80th birthday, and we'll have a big celebration going on tonight, and we're looking forward to the celebration of how good God has been to us all these years and for my father and the blessing he is to our ministry. Today also is a busy day in our life as we take off on today, and we try to gather our thoughts and our minds and refresh ourselves and make for sure that we're at a place where we can be used by the Lord. And I appreciate God helping us on these days. I'll be running gravel and using the tractor and the bulldozer and all that's involved in getting our yard ready to plant seed the 1st of June and irrigation. And it's going to be a great day. In your Bible, I would invite you to look with me in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 16 and verse number 20. For over 35 years, I've read this wonderful book of the Bible and read how glorious these truths are from Proverbs. And you know, when you read something for over 35 years, you pretty much have the whole book memorized. And this proverb is one that has absolutely guided me in the last several years of my life, and I pray that it will be used by the Lord today for our time together. Proverbs 16:20, "He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good." And this teaches us about the different matters of life, that we are to handle them wisely. And you know, when you don't know what to do, just be still and know that He is God. It would be better to not do anything than to act foolishly and do something that you were not supposed to do. When a matter comes up in your life, handle it wisely. And when you handle it wisely, you'll find good. You know, and you have a Christian school with over 80 students in it, and you're dealing with the parents and the grandparents and the aunts and uncles of all of those students. And sometimes the best answer is, "Thank you for letting me know that. Let me pray on that. I'll get back with you on that." And then sometimes people, "Well, I want to handle right now." And I said, let's not be foolish about how we handle things. Let's make for certain that we handle things wisely. You don't know how many times they've come in all upset because their kindergartner came home and told them a story, or their second grader, or their sixth grader. And of course, you know, a kindergartner or a second grader or a fourth grader, you know, they would never lie. Funny. But they come home and they tell them a story. And so we have to have this big meeting in my office, and we begin to deal with the different parameters of what happened. And then right in the middle of it, we turn to the student and say, "Now, wait a minute, we were talking about, did this happen?" And the mom and dad looks at the child and said, "Well, you never told us that." Well, of course they didn't, because that's just their kids. And a kid's not going to tell everything that they know, especially if they're trying to get their friend in trouble. And so we try to handle matters wisely and make for certain that things are done properly and in a way that would honor the Lord. And when you handle matters wisely, you shall find good. Dear friend, today, what matters have you been handling? And may I ask you, have you been handling them wisely? Or have you been handling them foolishly? When you handle them wisely, you'll find good. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to T. bell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.